الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whoever recites Durood Pak 1000 times a day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear viewers of Madni channel, Alhamdulillah, welcome to yet another session where we'll be talking to our brother who is reverted into Islam. And this brother is also from the town of the township of Soweto, which is in a province called Gauteng in South Africa. Alhamdulillah, as you mentioned, that Soweto is one of the biggest townships in South Africa. Alhamdulillah, we have many of our brothers who are Muslims in this township. And again, Dawud Islam is also involved in Soweto. And we have, Alhamdulillah, a masjid and a center called Faizane Umme Attar, Alhamdulillah. And it's very active. Most of the work of Dawud Islam is happening there. And the training and learning and teaching sessions are carrying on. The brothers also travel on kafila and various activities like Madrasa al-Madina and even Madrasa of Dawud Islami is happening there, Alhamdulillah. So with me I have Umar Attari, Alhamdulillah. He is actively involved in the work of Dawud Islami and we ask him, inshallah, a few questions regarding his interaction in Dawud Islami and also as a Muslim. First of all, I ask you some very basic question at the start. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
My name is Umar Attari. I'm from the township of Soweto. I was born there, did everything there in Soweto. From my childhood, my mother passed away. I was raised by my father most of my lives. I'm 38 years now. So basically, like all the children, I grew up very well under the guidance of my father as well, inshallah. But everything turned to be bad when I started doing my high school. And that's when I started meeting all types of people and all types of personality. Then there and then, I was still growing up, so I made some pretty bad choices about life. We ended up doing some lot of things. Unfortunately, we became one of those who had to experience life in the dark side of life and in the bad side of life, being involved in crime and doing all sorts of wrong things and making bad decisions, you know, and ending up in regretting and going to prison and stuff, being amongst the bad company, you know, doing a lot of things. Basically, it was a lot of bad stuff that happened in our lives. Sometimes by the police, we'd be caught. Then the first time I went to prison, I was caught with a car, like the police were chasing us. So we were running away from the cops with my friend. So during the chase of the police, the car capsized. Then one of my friends lost his life, unfortunately. Then I was hit in the leg. I almost got my leg amputated because of the incident that happened. But inshallah, Zawajal, it didn't happen like that. I managed to heal.
How old are you when this was started?
I'm thinking I was about, when I started this, I was around 17, 18.
Sure. And the people in the community, you used to be scared for.
Yeah. Like they were guys who were much bigger than us, who were doing bad things. Like in our community, it became normal. It was to an extent that it became sort of like a culture.
And your parents, did they know about you were involved in crime?
Yeah, my father noticed when, because my father was working, usually he would go to work in the early hours, maybe around Fajr time, 5 a.m. So in the, he would prepare everything for me. And me, I have to wake up maybe around 7 o'clock and take a bath, dress and take my bag and go to school. So usually he didn't notice what I was doing. Even if I decided not to go to school, I would stay because he would be at work. You understand? But now the problems will start coming in now from the schools that he wanted to... Because sometimes we would go to school, sometimes we wouldn't go to school. They would approach me and tell me, no, listen, you are lacking on a shop and sometimes you are almost absent. So we need to see like your parents. So if I started making excuses, but at the end they stopped me from coming to school up until I went there with my parents. So I tried to hide it somehow, but it managed to come out after a while. So my father, when he started noticing, because he couldn't sometimes because he had to work, he would send somebody who's older, then he would find out all the bad things that I was doing in my absence and me starting smoking. So with the complaints coming in and that, he started noticing that I've turned a bit to this side that he did not need to be. So with all those complaints coming from school, there started coming more complaints. Then I grew up, then I tried to come back, but for me, unfortunately, the pressure and whatever, for me, it was much higher than in the neighborhood because I've already started. Once you start. Mm-hmm. And but then my friends were like, we're still continuing. And if you like you throw back, it'd be like you were afraid of or you're not man enough to.
Oh.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
So, did you end up going to jail anytime?
Yeah, I've been to types of prison.
How long you spent in prison?
I spent, for the first time, I spent 7 months in prison, trial. Then the second time I was caught for, again, stealing car, but I managed to escape that prosecution from that thing. And the third time I was caught again, that's when I lost my friend in a chase of a car. Mm-hmm. Then we started again. I went back, I relaxed a bit. Then when I relaxed a bit, the pressure builds up. You know, where we live, you see your guys we used to live with, the driving cars and whatever now. Then that's when we continued. Then we continued, and the years were still going by. So by then, I think I was old enough to make the decision. I was capable of sitting down and making my own decisions by then. I was not being influenced then. Like I would influence maybe others or maybe being influenced, but the decision was basically mine. All of them were my decisions. It went on and on, being in and out of police station trials and everything, with all sorts of crimes.
Okay. Now, what about Islam? When did you embrace Islam?
Islam, truly speaking, I never recognized Islam before. I knew that they were Muslim, but for me, it didn't make sense. And it was something that I didn't care about. The life that I lived with my friends of crime and whatnot, there was this friend of mine, Salim Bhai. We stay in the same city. We grew up with personally best friends. We grew up together, did a lot of things. We went to prison together. So he reverted to Islam in prison. So when he came out, like basically in our neighborhood, he was the only guy who was Muslim. So there was this other guy. Like basically, truly speaking, when I started recognizing that Islam is so much.
One question about now, you see, you came in contact with Salim Bhai.
After he came out of prison.
And became a Muslim.
Yes.
What did you change, see in him? What changes?
Like he had a lot of changes for the guy that he was, like for the guy he was before, like the people we were before. Like me, I was still that person. And him, after coming out of prison, I could see that he was trying to change his life. He did a bit of discipline there, and then as much as he did these things, he would do it not like before or whatever, like a person who's conscious of whatever, or who was recognized, whatever he has done before, like he's trying to changes where there are corrections where the party, although he was a Muslim.
View of the Madni channel, there's two very important points that Brother Umar has mentioned. One is, even when you are doing crime, he said, because it was like a status, and he was influenced by people that were surrounding him. And at that stage, when he was young, people looked up to those who had this kind of image, that they're powerful, the people fear them. And this made him do these things. And even when he had a little bit of mind of changing, like the friend that he was with, they encouraged him, said, no. And you know, people are driving cars, they're not working, so he said, you're going to miss out. And as he said, he went to prison many times, and eventually even his father was getting stressed regarding this. And now, what made him change? One person that was his friend was in prison as well. And he changed, became a Muslim. And he saw the change in the character of his friend. And that's what attracted him. Now, this is very important for us to understand. If we have a good character, and if we portray a good character with people that we associate with, our change in character, our good character, can become a catalyst to change others, make them even better. So here's the Madni channel. It's something for us to reflect, because people learn with the eyes. They see you. They hear you. They see your action. They see how you do things. Especially if your character, because the brother is talking about, Brother Salim, I also spoke to him, and I know him well. He mentioned that before he joined Islam, he was like, always like, had a very bad temper and all these kind of things, and people used to fear him. But after becoming a Muslim, his character changed. His family noticed this as well. And as I say, there's a proof. Our Brother Umar saw the change in him. Now, what made you change?
So, what made me change? Because he used to, like I was saying, he used to like give me dawah. So, like I was saying, I couldn't understand whatever he spoke about. Like, whatever he spoke about that is happening in Islam, and all the possibilities. For me, it was something that, like, he was talking something that could never happen. So, but he never, like, I think the key for me becoming a Muslim, he never gave up on me.
Alhamdulillah, he never gave up.
He never gave up. Mashallah. So, he kept on. And whilst he was giving me tawa, there was this one brother whose name is Barakatullah. That brother, like, he was working and everything, he being from the university and stuff. So he became, like, his life changed to a certain point that he was down. When Brother Salim spoke to him, because he was one of the guys, but he was much bigger than us, and we look up to him, like, he was married and everything, but he was now a person who drinks and whatever, like, we can say a person who gave up on life. But Salim spoke to him, and he never, like, he gave him time and whatever. So when I saw, Salim keep giving him time and, like, giving him time and whatever, and that practice that sober upon that brother, that brother automatically reverted to Islam as well. Mm-hmm. So that, and after he reverted to Islam, his life changed dramatically. He became this person that he stopped drinking and whatever. He became like a pure Muslim. So the change was there, and everybody could see the change that Islam has bring into that part. So I thought, if Islam can do that to a person, so that's when I started thinking about it and giving it time and trying to understand exactly what it's all about. Then I started attending, like, the Estima. First time I attended the Estima.
But at that stage, have you been a Muslim yet?
No.
You attended Estima?
Yeah, like he was nagging me of coming, okay, let's attend program. Sometimes other brothers would come, such as Ahmed Atta, all the brothers that I didn't know were Muslim, but then I started seeing them coming to Salim's house. They would read Salah while I was... So actually, astaghfirullah, the day It automatically sent in my heart. It was when I was drunk, you know, like Salim found me, I was drunk there. Then he spoke to me, called me, I said, hey, name my brother, this is not the life that you're supposed to live. Like, I know you, we grew up together, automatically your best friend, man. This is not like the part that I would like for you as my friend to take and whatever. I look at you now and do it. Like, it was complaining about the life I was living. Even myself, I was feeling ashamed as well. But so I started. Okay, I told him, okay, it's fine. What is it that needs to be done? He told me, okay, what needs to be done? It's like you should maybe remove from that place you are right now and go sit by home. Then we went to his house and started sitting. I left there where I was standing and drinking. We go to his house and started talking up until it was late. We talked about Islam. He showed me kitab and all that. But the following day, he woke me up for Fajr. After Fajr, then I accepted Islam, then inshallah.
MashaAllah. You're the Madni channel. A very, very important point. The brother Salim, he never gave up. He kept giving dawah, kept giving dawah, kept giving dawah. And so, again, it shows those people who are touched by the magic of Dawah Islami, and they learn about dawah. And this is what Amir al-Sunnah says. Your job is to give, not to criticize and not to give up. The one that changes heart is Allah Azza wa Jalla. And this is what happened. He carried on. So we're not Allah. We do dawah. And who changes heart? And the back of his mind, he never gave up. That means this is something that we should learn. Because we get involved in making dawah. Sometimes we will go and invite a person 1, 2, 3 times. And when they refuse to come, we give up. Never give up. Alhamdulillah. As you say, now today, brother Umar is Alhamdulillah Muslim. Because of the insistent and persistent nature of Brother Salim, whom I know is very sincere, very dedicated. May imagine how much a reward he's going to get for what he's done. May Allah increase his status and make him also even higher spiritually, and yourself, Alhamdulillah. Okay, now, the next question is very important. How was the reaction of your family?
The reaction of my family, as I've said before, that
even now, when you became a Muslim, how was the reaction?
When I became a Muslim, they couldn't understand, you know, but they never gave me any difficulty. Like I was saying, I was staying with my father. So my family, they started noticing me, they changing me.
Viewers of Madni Channel, Alhamdulillah, you heard from Brother Umar how his life was and how his life changed. And we make dua first to thank our Brother Umar to share his life with us. I'm sure by listening to the story, you are, even if you're born a Muslim, and if you're not practicing Islam, what is going to happen to you? He has a brother who's sincere in improving himself, and alhamdulillah, he's striving, and Allah Azza wa Jal will give him success in the dunya. We make dua for him, and also give him success in the akhirah. In conclusion, I want you to think of this as a very important fact, that he saw the change in character. He saw an upright Muslim. He spoke about Brother Salim, whom I know, a committed person who never gave up. So he became the catalyst of change for him. Now look at our lives. Are we living Islam in us? Can we say that people will look at us and become attracted to Islam? Are you a model? So think about it. Imagine if, because we're supposed to propagate not only with our words, but with our character. Is our character such that is attracting people towards Islam, or we are not practicing Islam, our character is such that it is chasing people away from Islam. So viewers of Madni Channel, think about this. If we want to be successful in this world and akhirah, imagine if you, by your character, attract others because of your uprightness, and you become also a catalyst of change for other people, you will be successful in this dunya and in the akhirah. So may Allah give us tawfiq that if we are not practicing our Islam, that we should make tawbah and ask for forgiveness and change our lives and practice more, inshallah, and this will cause a change in our lives. Ameen, bijahin nabiyil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala muhammad.